This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding ding. It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. My name is Moose, that is Breezy, and we're just...
tickle in my throat.
Ooh-wee. Good vibes. All right, all of our friends are here this morning. Well, not all of them, but some of them, and some is good enough for us. Who's here?
There's like one person. They're like, hi, I'm feeling fine.
I'd be very surprised if Nico and Steve weren't here, because it is payday. You know what I'm saying?
I know. They love telling us about how much money they're rolling in. They're
dripping in money.
Like, classic. Who is here? Nico and Steve!
Hey!
Good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up extra today, since we made plans to go to Batavia Downs this weekend.
Ooh, oh, so you could spend all that money on black.
So excited for that. Love you guys. Hope you have a wonderful day. You guys too. Don't spend your entire paycheck in one place.
No, we'll hit that roulette table.
Period. Who else is here? Jessica said,
what's up, Jess?
Going to the gym right now. Love you guys.
Oh,
love that for you.
What are you doing? Squats? Don't skip leg day, Jess. Whatever you do. Can't skip leg day.
Tries and buys or what?
Tries and buys.
Tries and buys.
All right.
Triceps and biceps.
You got to do it.
So important.
So important. So important to get so swollen at the gym.
Swollen?
Oh my God. I was so swollen the other day at the gym.
So swollen. Looked like you got stung by a bee.
Then I went into the steam room to relax, because you gotta recover. It's so important to recover.
So important to stay swollen.
So I was in the steam room for like, I don't know, an hour and a half. I woke up in there, passed out.
They're like, sir? Oh my God. What's the difference between a steam room and a sauna?
Well, a sauna is more dry heat. Steam room is all wet.
Oh.
Yeah. But they have different benefits. Personally, I like the steam
room.
What's
an infrared sauna then?
What you would find at like Lumos with the colors and all that stuff, or the red light.
But it's not hot. It's not dry in there.
Well, like a dry sauna, you typically uses like the rocks.
Right. Okay, cool. What about you, vibes?
The vibes are through the roof. The vibes are through the roof.
Through the roof.
I've been getting at for it this week when it comes to eating healthy.
A lot of fish. I love that.
A lot of chicken. But overall, I just feel good. You know what I'm saying?
I love that for you.
It's a busy day today. It's a busy week. A lot of plans coming up this weekend. But other than that, when do we get paid? I know Nico and Steve get paid every
Friday.
Day. This Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Pop off.
Payday.
Pop off.
Feels like the longest month ever with no paycheck.
I'm so sick of March. Aren't you guys over March?
So over March.
We're over the Ides of March. Are your vibes up? They must be. Breezy walked in here this morning wearing a beautiful blazer.
Beautiful. Got it from Panache.
You look like you work at HR.
This is the perfect opportunity and segue for me to tell you I am switching roles. We haven't had an HR person since 2023.
We have an HR person, just not currently in the building. Is that what you meant?
Yeah. We used to have one in-house. They're like, now if you have an issue, go to Arizona. I'm like, okay. Anyways, vibes are good. I'm excited. Busy day today. A lot of meetings, a lot of appointments. You know how it goes. What are you laughing at?
You love it. You love telling people how busy you are.
I am busy.
You like to complain about it. But if you don't have anything to do, you spiral.
True. Listen, it's hard being me, right?
It's not.
Very.
Do you want to give something away? Do you want to spin the wheel? All right, I'm going to go ahead and give you the opportunity to spin the wheel.
All right, here we go.
What can it be this morning? We got Jonas Bros, Hozier. Oh! Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the 12th annual party at Center Ice, hosted by yours truly, Breezy Breeze. Mm-hmm. Breezy, tell them what they've won.
So you've won a beautiful night at the Tim Hortons Iceplex. This is going to be so much fun because you can go drink your face off.
21 plus event. Which yes. includes more than just wine, you guys. Beer, cider, incredible food, live entertainment, a silent auction, raffles, and so much more with proceeds benefiting Holy Childhood.
Yes, so important to have those proceeds go back to Holy Childhood and support amazing organizations in our community. So, if you want to come hang out with me, be caller number 8 right now. 585-252-9800. These tickets are $70, so you're winning two. That's $140 value. You don't want to sleep on it, so you come through.
You do not want to sleep on it. You just can't. You can't do it.
You can't.
Because you're going to wake up with drool on your face. You're going to be like, how did I miss out on this?
Yes, I know.
All right, we'll get to the big story of the day coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Sad news was reported that the 15-year-old girl who walked off the roof of School of the Arts on Monday had passed away. Police say the girl walked off the roof before first responders could actually make contact with her, and then an ambulance rushed her to Strong Hospital. The Rochester City School District said Tuesday that the student had died Monday night due to her injuries. So that same day, the family was at the school within seconds, but many other parents caught wind of something that was happening at the school. They all rushed there. Parents gathered outside the police tape as many just were concerned and in tears. As the, you know, we heard this before. We heard this yesterday. They didn't have a lot of information on what was going on. They couldn't reach their kids. Mm-hmm. So they were there for at least an hour until the school started dismissing students to their parents. And that was right before they sent out a robocall home, which took about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Parents were upset to learn this off of social media before they actually got that call. But Catherine Loria, a mental health counselor, she was outside the school. She was trying to calm parents down and, you know, giving them advice on the best way to talk with their kids about what took place. Mm-hmm. She says, I also think that we can't be silent anymore. It's all hush hush all the time. And there's a mental health crisis or incident. And I think there needs to be conversations taking place about it. She also said this is something that may be traumatizing for other students, as well as teachers and staff at the school, and that it is okay for them to reach out and ask for help if they need it, because too many times people don't. And I think that's a huge problem. I think we've been very open on this show about mental health.
Yeah.
You know, it's a conversation that needs to be had.
It's hard to have as an adult. It's even harder to have as a kid to grasp the concept and understand. You know, that was probably really hard on parents to go home and talk to their kids about what took place at their school.
Yeah.
And have them like fully understand it. I don't know how old the kids are at School of the Arts. I think they range, obviously, but.
It is a high school as well. But there was a statement that came out from the superintendent of Rochester City School District. And that statement had read, "Today was a difficult day for our school community. We recognize that events like this can have a lasting impact, and we want to ensure that our students and staff have the support that they need. Counselors in the trauma, illness, and grief team will be available for any students or staff member who would like to talk. Families are encouraged to reach out to the school if they have concerns about their child or other students at School of the Arts that may be in need of support." It's so sad, and you know, I'm assuming there's going to be some tough conversations around the dinner table this week, to say the least.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, we're asking the question, how many of you have friends that take advantage of you? If so, tell us how. 585-252-9800. I have a friend who decided no longer that they wanted to be hush-hush about the situation that they're in because they found a close friend of theirs was taking advantage of them.
Right.
And I had to light a little bit of a fire under their ass. But that's what friends are for. How many of you have friends that take advantage of you? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you listening have ever been in a situation where you feel a friend of yours was taking full advantage of you?
I feel like we've all been there.
You must.
Even if you feel like, oh, well, I don't really have anything to offer with monetary value, there's other ways that people can use you easily.
I mean, if you find yourself even questioning this, they probably are taking advantage of you.
Right.
And it's time to distance yourself from them. If they're not willing to keep the friendship mutual and balanced, they're not worth what it takes from you to maintain that relationship. I heard Oprah say this once, and it just kind of stuck with me, you know what I mean?
Right.
I got a friend who is around the same age as me. His old college roommate, who I've never met, lost his job. He moves from Albany to Rochester to start over. Doesn't have a pot to piss in. So he asked my buddy if he can stay with him. Sure, no problem. So he's been living in the guest room in my buddy's house for like 3 months.
Okay.
Pretty much spends his days working out at the gym. Well, he asked my buddy if he could start using his account number at the gym to purchase like protein shakes and food and whatnot. Of course, my friend.
Not him being homeless and jobless, but has a membership in Midtown.
You know, you got to work out the mind. You know, you got to get your mind right.
Right. Priorities are in the toilet.
So, of course, you know, my friend's like, yeah, you know, go ahead, get a few things, but, you know, just let me know what you buy so I know what the bill is at the end of each month.
Right.
I know what's on my tab because I'm responsible for keeping track of that. This guy racked up a $975 tab over 4 weeks. He was buying breakfast, lunch, snacks, smoothies, you name it. Okay, my buddy got pissed and said, you know what? You need to pay all of that back.
He goes, my favorite part is you're going to the gym to eat.
He goes, I will pay you back. I just need some time. He handed him a $20 bill and says, this is the best I could do for now. I'm like, dude, you got to get rid of this guy. You got to get rid of him.
Oh, my God.
I said, you're never getting that money back.
No.
How many of you have ever been in a situation where you went out of your way to help a close friend and they took full advantage of your kindness? 585-252-9800. Look, I do have a buddy. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's got three kids.
Yeah.
He's got a $1,200 a month Mercedes in the garage. But of course, he hits me up because he's like, you think I.
My family can't eat.
Can you Venmo me $100 for food? I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, dude. Get rid of the car you can't afford.
Also, I moved away to get rid of you and not have to send you money. But I mean, here we are.
I love the guy. But it's like, all right, here's $100. I mean, I've done this time and time again, but I've never seen the money back.
No, and
not even
never
at this
will.
Point. No, I don't even really bother their ask. At one point, he was driving around doing DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I just need 30 more deliveries to make rent. I'm like, oh my God, that's going to take you all night, dude. I said, how much do you need? He's like, I'm like 175 short. I said, here, just
30 deliveries is $175. Keep it.
I was like, dude.
I would rather.
I don't know what it equates to. I have no idea.
What?
I mean, it's out of state. But.
Not getting off topic here, but like, I truly feel like DoorDash is a scam on all sectors, even for the drivers.
Well,
I mean, you did it.
I did Postmates.
It's all the same.
I would do it for a little while, and they would give you basically like these bonuses. Hey, if you hit this many deliveries within this many hours, you're going to get a $350 bonus.
But you have to pay for gas is the thing.
No, of course.
So it's like...
But once you were getting close to hitting that number, they would basically shut the app off on you so you weren't getting any more deliveries so they wouldn't have to do a payout. That's where a class action lawsuit came in and we all got paid.
Classic.
So...
A classic.
So I basically told them, I said, here, man, just take the $175. It's no big deal. You know, thinking like... Eventually he'd be like, dude, thank you so much. You really helped me out. Here's some of it back. That wasn't really the case.
I feel like in this job, like, you know, you're talking about money and stuff, but we even saw with the Bachelor auction, like people were hitting us up for tickets that we haven't spoke to in years. And it's like,
yeah,
don't hit me up when you need something from me and I haven't heard from you since high school.
I think what leaves a bad taste in my mouth the most is when somebody hits me up when it's based around a charity event. You can't spend the extra couple bucks to help out a charity. This is for cancer.
You can't, You can't throw $30 towards the charity. That's like wild.
They'll give us a certain number of tickets to help out our family and closest friends.
Right.
But with people all over the place, like, can I get one?
I think that's the tackiest part.
Like, I haven't seen you since first grade.
Like, it's not just like a concert or like, you know, whatever. It's a literal charity. But yeah.
Let's go over to our friend Shannon weighing in this morning. Hi, good morning, guys. Very relatable. I had a friend who only wanted to hang out or talk to me when it was convenient or when they needed something. She was never financially prepared to do anything, but would show up anyways and ask people to cover her financially. How embarrassing. You know you have no money. Why are you showing up? Do you think you can spot me? Ugh, you're not embarrassed?
Right. We're getting a text in right now. My assistant at work was crying about rent, so I gave her $750 on the terms that she'd pay me back, like $50 a month or more.
With interest.
7 months later, she said she can't pay me because she has nothing. Meanwhile, she's posting on Facebook, partying every weekend. I took her to small claims court. She had her wages garnished and she is no longer my assistant.
See, this is what
friends and money and work. It's messy.
It's so messy. Whoever that person is that just texted in, good on you, because so many people do this like verbal agreement or handshake. It doesn't hold up in the court of law. Let them sign something that they actually borrowed money from you. So now she was actually able to get her money back.
Right.
Otherwise, she would have been screwed.
I have a friend who called me a month ago, and she was telling me about, she was travel nursing at the time, peak, like right after COVID. They were making Ugo bucks, right? And she eventually ended up lending this friend around $8,000 over time. And the friend's like, I can't pay you back.
$8,000.
$8,000 over time. I'm like, well, I mean, that's kind of on you. You know what I mean? And she's like, $200 a month, we're on a payment plan. She's like, I can't do it, I can't swing it. She's in Colorado skiing. It's like, okay. So she's on trips every weekend.
That one friend that constantly owes you money, but they're always posting on vacation on Instagram.
Right. My hands are tied. I can't pay you back.
They're fancy-ass dinners.
I helped an old friend that was supposed to move with work on their house with no help from them. Ended up kicking me out. And I even moved in and never paid me back for the work I did. Okay, so this person moved in, did work on their house. They never paid them. And friendships are tied, caught, severed.
Guys, this is what I'm talking about. Stop being friends with these type of people. They don't have your best interest at heart. They're just using you. When it's convenient for them and they need something, hey, how have you been? You know what? There's those other people who are very manipulative. They'll check in on Tuesday to see how you're doing and then ask you for money on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I've always been there for... I checked in that one time. Okay? It's calculated. They have an agenda.
I would respect you more if you actually played the long game. Like, you know there's an event in March.
Right.
Start texting me in December. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's easy peasy.
it's right? It's exactly.
Not rocket science, people.
98 PXY.